Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping nerd, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing more than new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Hey guys, welcome to the patio. It's Monday. What a weekend we had at the Bottle Share Friday night. If you missed out, you just missed out. Wes will tell us all about it Wednesday when he's back in studio. Today's a holiday. It's a great one. Last week was Corn Day. Today's National Fudge Day. That's another special place for Arch. Cowboy Cody plots revenge. Y'all won't know who he is, but you'll never forget when I tell you. The Freedom Flotilla made landfall. That little Greta girl, she got her what for? Raleigh Gaines and Simone Biles hash it out, and there's more funny AI videos. I tell you, I love some AI videos. You know, I believe that the payday will maybe AI videos. I just sat around and make us all look sexy.
Yep.
Speaking of sexy, Father Fortenberry, how are you on this National Fudge back
in the day?
I
think you went to sleep.
That's his poker face.
Hey, what's up, guys? Glad to be here.
That's not really Father Fortenberry's AI videos.
AI Fortenberry.
Y'all thought I was stuffed, didn't you?
So oh, you're stuffed.
He'd have been taxidermied.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to be here on National Fudge Day. I'm going to celebrate later when I get home.
That's terrible.
Don't budge on the fudge.
DW is in studio. What's going on, DW?
Jamie looking like Hank Williams Jr. if you got him off Wish.
Wish. I'm a Timu Hank.
It's a Timu.
I love it.
Timu Hank.
And then Gary. If you got him off the street of San Francisco.
He's a team of homeless person.
I'm doing good today. I don't have a case of the Mondays. I'm doing well.
Maybe we won't get swatted tonight.
I hope not.
You ain't going to get squatted
if we
tonight.
Do, I'm going to actually take my phone and record it so I can have evidence.
Yeah.
Do I have cameras that would show it? No, I don't think so. And then the bourbon nerd himself.
Well, today started off better than last week, so I'm doing good.
It don't take much, does it?
No, last week was terrible.
You're on Monday one. Last time we was on air, he's on Monday three.
National Fudge Day, a national holiday. It's now our thing. Every time we're on, we talk about what holiday it is. It's normally Whiskey Day. But National Fudge Day comes around each year on June the 16th, allowing us to indulge in one of your favorite flavors, fudge. Is that your favorite? One of your favorite flavors? Actually, I'm not crazy about the fudge flavor. That's
no, I like peanut butter.
Peanut butter fudge.
I mean,
I like Tootsie Roll.
I like fudge. It sticks to you.
I like the orange.
What? He said he liked Tootsie Roll fudge.
That's just Tootsie Roll.
It's like a fudge flavor.
Yeah, it is. It's like better. It's better.
It's chocolate.
The delicious confectionery food holiday brings sweet joy to our taste buds here on the patio. Fudge has been around since about 1886, when the earliest records of documented reference are found. In a letter written by Emily Lynn Battersby Hartsridge, I think you dated her, a student at Vassar College, she mentioned fudge being sold to students at the college. Mm. However, many believe fudge was actually first packed at Uranus, Missouri on this day in 1994.
So the day the first day I strolled through Uranus, I sent a text message to my fellow friends here, and it was like, what? Has anybody besides me been to Uranus yet?
We've been talking about it for like 2 years.
No, I've not.
We still haven't been.
But everyone.
So is that our future
Uranus
trip?
Fudge
we
Factory
have to do a
and
live
General
show
store.
From Uranus.
I have not been, but one day I was on the mountaintops of Cooter, Missouri, which is near Uranus.
I've passed through Cooter.
I could smell the sweet smell of packed fudge.
Well, Cooter's not far from Uranus.
It never is.
Not very far.
The best fudge does come from. There it is right there on their website.
Everyone should go.
Is that a video? Explore Uranus in 90 seconds.
Hey, T, send out an email and see if we can go live.
Oh, what?
Uranus
Fudge Factory. Wow, that smells good. Tasting you better.
This is like... This is the first time we're watching this, folks. We didn't know it existed.
That's awesome.
Cork pop.
Wow, there's so much fudge in Uranus. They sure do. Look at all these amazing flavors of fudge.
Pralines pecan fudge. Peanut butter fudge. Oh, the praline is fire. Butterfinger. Maple
walnut. Road fudge, mint chocolate. Tell me about the pink one. There we go.
There's a lot of nuts in their fudge. Me too.
Oh my
God. Oh, they're awesome. And so do all these amazing fudge packers. Oh, that's tight.
Oh, she's the one that gave me my fudge. No,
that one did, Jamie.
No, he know what him. What's that deal?
Oh, I know one thing. They don't have a dentist.
Nice.
That's aggressive. Visit us at www.greatestgeneralstore.com
and we'll make sure to pack your fudge right and tight. Nice.
Gary's up there twice.
My goodness.
We couldn't have written that any better.
That was twice solid, as nice.
That it's not good. Over. Hold on. It's still going.
Oh, yeah.
I kid you not, we could not write this.
Look, that looked like Jamie eating that brownie.
We need to contact these people and be like, can we please do a live?
They're going viral after this. We're going viral. After
that long is this thing?
I don't know, but we're going to listen to all of it.
That's some airtight nuts. Our citizens really dig deep in Uranus,
just like Jill B. Couldn't stop laughing the whole time we were in the store. Friendly staff, lots of candy, and other touristy items to peruse. Damn good. Like it's nice and tight and boxed. Great store, well worth the stop. Had a blast.
You've never had your fudge pack from Uranus? You must.
So click now if it's GreatestGeneralStore.com and get the best fudge you've ever had. Or make a fudge run directly into your anus.
Fudge run.
Fudge. Take a fudge run.
That looks good as hell.
Heck yeah. Packing fudge.
What did we just see? We can't unsee that.
So.
I don't think it's over with yet.
Oh, so apparently she went too deep in there.
All right, hold on. All right, folks, just so you know, we did not know this existed, no, and this was the awesome. First time the patio has ever seen or heard of this.
So my trip between St. Louis and Durant, Oklahoma, led me to Uranus, Missouri. And it started off as a big like dinosaur logo. Don't have no idea.
Did you, by any chance, they offer a Father's Day box from Uranus? Did you get one yesterday?
No. I had the praline pecan. Mm-hmm. This is like 7 years ago. I still remember it. I had the praline pecan, had the maple, and I had the M&M.
Okay, so let's look at this review real quick right here. So there's mostly five-star reviews, but here's Linda F. Look, Uranus isn't pronounced that way. I don't know how to pronounce it. Uranus? You need to get your perverted minds out the gutter and change your name.
Boo you, Linda.
Don't kick rocks, fudge hater.
That's a Karen. Her name's Karen.
Yeah,
her name's Karen.
Linda F. Hater instead of fudge. Linda F. definitely does not stand for fudge.
I'm
going
to have to rewatch that whole commercial because after watching that, there's a lot to unpack from Uranus.
There's a lot to unpack.
So, they have a fire department, volunteer fire department, Uranus.
Yeah,
man,
they'll squirt water on Uranus.
So you know what they're?
They will.
You know what their newspaper is called? The Examiner.
Hey, Gary,
the Uranus Examiner.
Gary, I'm gonna get you this shirt right here.
Oh, I'd wear it. Straight
out of Uranus.
Oh, I'd wear it.
So they
Uranus crop dusters. I need that shirt.
So they had shirts as the local plumbers. It was we lay pipe better than Uranus.
We have to go. How far is it?
Everyone should.
Couple hours.
Everyone should visit their local Uranus.
Hey, I wonder how far it is from what's that liquor that distillery like over in Missouri?
I'm calling them tomorrow.
It's off Red Wheat. Ben Holiday's.
Ben Holiday. That's McCormick, right?
It's in the middle of nowhere too. It's right in between St. Louis and Springfield.
Okay. I'm gonna look right now.
And it really is near Cooter.
Yeah, it is.
You gotta get close.
Actually, it's a long way from Cooter. Cooter's right here.
Well,
what's that interstate? It runs up.
It's a highway. 67, 70. 4 hours and 40 minutes. I will drive. It's 44.
Look, we go through Walnut Ridge. We go through Hardy.
We might have to stay the night.
We go through West Plains. Oh, no. We can turn that in day.
You say you will drive?
9 hours in Uranus.
I'll drive half of it.
I'm drinking on the way to Uranus.
I am.
No. We're not doing that again. You and Jamie start drinking at 5 a.m. when we leave.
You drink straight
because
from
then he's going to get a brownie. They probably got brownies at Uranus that are like brownies you got in New Orleans.
I'm sure they got brownies in Uranus.
We will have to. We need to charter a bus to Uranus.
Can we charter a
bus? Like the Magic School Bus. I'm sure that would go to Uranus. I guess
we
could.
We can have people fly in and ride with us.
Yeah, we'll do an entire trip to Uranus.
We could be live. If we did a bus, we could be live the entire trip.
We could be live in Uranus.
Could you imagine like 50 people pulling into Uranus?
I could.
Nice. Better put 50 people coming out of Uranus.
And we're going to do that too.
50 people pulling out of Uranus.
Hey, we're going to pull in and out.
What a nice surprise that was. I really had never seen that before. Didn't know
that
existed.
That was a great video.
That was a great video.
Linda F. would not approve.
I already hit that button.
Yeah, the whole show was about Uranus.
All right. We have to plan this trip to Uranus, but who knows when we'll be able to do it. Kentucky man known as Cowboy Cody.
Ooh. I know who this is for once.
He plotted a revenge plot. A Kentucky man known as Cowboy Cody let loose a terrified raccoon in a bar out of revenge for being turned away from the establishment last Friday night.
Love it.
According to police and the bartender who witnessed the incident, let me show y'all a picture of Cowboy Cody.
I think he also rode a donkey.
Oh, jeez.
Cowboy Cody looks like he has zero STD.
Jonathan Mason's mugshot after he's arrested leading police on a chase on his mule. You're right, Donnie. He rode a mule. He was riding a mule.
I heard about this. For once, I heard about a story.
And the cone actually bit somebody.
Was it a rabbit?
Could have been him. I don't know. They didn't say that.
Upon release.
That'd be about like, I would see my raccoon or somebody that bite me.
Apparently, he had trapped a raccoon earlier in the day on his farm, and he had been carrying it around with him. Of course, because that's what you do after
that
you trap.
That raccoon was angry.
So, I will tell you one of the greatest jokes I've ever played on somebody. We was at a job site in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and I found some possums.
Baby possums, or they like grown, full grown?
Well, they were teenager possums. And I put on wedding gloves, I picked them all up, stuck them in a box. And one of my amigos came up and I said, "Hey man, here's these parts you've been waiting on." He opened the box up and it's just ran everywhere.
There you go.
They usually play dead.
They ran everywhere.
Somebody's waiting.
Yeah, look. First off, this guy had three thumbs. Three thumbs.
Like for real, he had an extra thumb.
Yeah, he had extra thumb.
No, bro, two extra ones.
Well, I'm just everybody's two.
Everybody has two.
He has one extra one.
One of them was on one hand.
Was it full size?
One of them was a green thumb. It was a green thumb.
So he's like with his extra thumbs running through the damn jobs.
He's running like this.
He'd have been a tough beating Thumbmore. It would have been hard to beat that guy.
It's a tag team.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
But what if he's ever trying to hitchhike?
He
had two cars.
I got to read this. The bartender named Hafner, 37-year-old, good-looking young lady. She's working at the Big Apple for 5 years. She said that Mason, who's Cowboy Cody, was already drinking when she encountered him Friday night. The bar had previously banned him over a drunken mule incident. He has a history. Was the mule drunk or was he drunk? Now, that could be misconstrued, right?
Did he throw the mule in there, too?
I got a feeling I know who was drunk.
She thought she could convince him to leave without causing a scene.
You can't convince a drunk person to leave without causing a scene.
They didn't know he had a coon in his saddlebag.
Can you get a DUI riding a mule home?
No, it has to be motorized.
Okay, so.
Because really the mule kind of controls itself.
Well, the mule was drunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, the mule
right,
drunk.
Police officer.
What's up?
You can't, it has to be motorized to receive a DUI.
I'm sure it probably does, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
So I could get a DUI.
Lawnmower?
Or a weed eater? I could.
Well,
I could do horse.
No, no.
You gonna fly around on like a witch?
Like a horse. Yeah. You know, like
you are talking to dude that played a quidget.
Well, you do know
he
that.
He did. We saw that, didn't we? We watched you know Gary got, and the family play quidget.
You know
quidget.
They got the hobby horse. They got the hobby weed eater. All the way home. Would that be get your DUI? So,
what was that again?
What?
I know what you're going with. Weed eater, though.
How you going to ride a weed eater? You can't ride a weed eater.
Yes, you can.
That's what I was at.
You can put it between your legs and make it make noise, but I don't think it's taking you anywhere.
You can't ride a weed eater.
But he rode a broom around his yard.
We watched it. I did play Quidditch in my yard. You know?
You walked with a broom between your legs.
I was all, you know, I was.
He was flying.
I was flying all for, what is it, Ravenclaw.
Last winter, Mason was arrested twice for leading cops on a wild, drunken chase through city streets on a big mule. So he is known for his mule in that city.
For muling around.
Mules and raccoon duels. Let's go.
They handcuffed was the raccoon the drunk as well?
Did they handcuff both of them?
The mules and I ain't going back.
Maybe the mule got like really fast when it took after
the mule. Like, yeah, the mule got tased.
You know what? I think
I know my rights.
I think I got PTSD from last week when the police arrived. They flashbanged us.
I'm still nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Next time I see a cop, I'm going to fight him.
Just wait till y'all leave after been drinking.
ain't nobody been drinking.
Time, we stay not here every time we come over.
We do.
That's right.
Look at all them cars. There's a man that's been yelling at my granddaughter over there.
I'm in walking distance, baby.
Everything's walking distance. You work hard enough. Yep.
The Freedom Flotilla made landfall. Little poor
the
Greta
potato
Thunberg. Y'all know she looks even more homely than her name suggests.
Who?
And then she did. Greta Thunberg. Oh. Remember how she looked when she was younger?
Little blonde headed girl about climate change.
Yeah, she climate changed.
But she's
yeah.
not blonde anymore. She's not cute anymore. She just looks like raggedy.
Oh my god.
She looks like the girl
Ratchet.
From
she looks evil.
From The Exorcist.
She don't look evil. She
okay, come on. That was middle of the night, you look around the corner and she's staring at you like that right there.
She
that
got
was
them crazy
shit.
Eyes.
That's more scary. Man, that's more scary than a rabid raccoon.
Them bangs trying to
she
save
got them
the,
lying eyes.
Save the world.
Yeah, you know, I would.
She's still on that pirate ship.
No, she went and made landfall and the Israelis snatched her up. And all the rest of them decided to stay in jail. And she said, no, I'll be deported. So she got deported back to Sweden.
Back to Sweden.
Yuck.
Oh, man.
She went
terrible.
Back to her local IKEA.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
They got her Swedish meatballs.
She's packaging tables.
Mediterranean Sea, there they are. I guess I saw them people on the flotilla right there.
She's packaging every
IKEA.
Oh,
no, that's after the Israelis captured them, I guess.
She packaged every IKEA furniture with her own little design.
Have y'all seen got a movie coming out about the, what was the guy, the smart dude who got arrested for all the embezzlement and stuff?
Okay, you and your
Bernie
brother
Madoff?
Really are a lot alike.
Bernie Madoff?
No, Madoff's
the,
had
no, no, the young guy
stuff.
Who donated all the money to the DNC.
Oh, you're talking about the...
Talking about. He owned something.
What down in Florida, you're talking about...
Yeah.
What's
no,
his
he's
face?
The one that was in the shooting?
No,
he was
in the shooting.
Didn't he have something to do with crypto?
It was a crypto guy
from
Florida.
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah. They got a movie coming out about him. Have y'all seen the woman playing his girlfriend?
I don't know, but his girlfriend is homely as can be. We talked about her on air.
No, pull it up. Pull up the girl that was playing... Because it might be thinking about it. The girl that played in what's the TV show we make fun of the Potato Girl?
Oh,
it's us. She was built for this role.
Julia Garner is set to portray her.
Really?
Okay, so this is what she really looks like. Which is really homely. You can't see it very well.
Yeah, she's like Bruce Lee's sister. Homely.
Yeah.
You're talking about
Julia Garner is going to play her in the.
Solid joke.
Okay, so this it right here? So, that girl's playing her. That actually
the girl from Ozark?
Yeah.
She's sort of cute, though.
She is, but she could play that role.
No,
she could pull that off.
The girl from The Last of Us or whatever it is.
Yeah.
No, that's not from Last of Us. That's the girl from Ozark.
No, the potato face should be playing that role.
Why is that dude from putting herself in a rear
actually,
naked
you're
chair?
Right. Boy, she looks just like her. But
she's
now this,
built for that role.
Julia Garner could pull it off. She's a good actress, actually. I really like her a lot.
Yeah,
and
she's good.
And she has a certain hillbilly cuteness about
her.
She's cute.
Yeah, you're right, though. The Last of Us girl would look just
Power.
Like her.
She's got that blank face that goes into anything like Buzz Lightyear.
That's actually a good look. That is one of the most flattering pictures I've seen
of that girl from Ozarks. Yeah.
No, the Bateman girl.
I thought that was a guy. Go back to that picture. I didn't know that was a girl.
His girlfriend, and he's like embezzled all that money to impress her. Now think about that. If that's the woman you're embezzling money to impress.
Now, granted, I think her parents are really rich, though.
That's her. There's a good picture of her.
To the right.
I'm not gonna say on here who could play her.
That girl, potato face could play her. She could. From Last of Us, she could pull it off.
Yeah, but I know somebody we grew up with that can play that too.
No doubt. Exactly. I already know who you're talking about. 1,000%.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
We all know.
Holy smokes.
We can't say that out loud.
It's 1,000%.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I'm not sure that ain't her.
Whoa. Well, you're right. I was thinking the same thing.
She don't got rich parents.
It just hit me, too, when you said it.
She was an actress.
I'm telling you, that's it.
That's like when the actress Sharon, so the one that has all the transgender kids.
Who?
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron's got transgender.
I don't know about that.
All of them.
How many she got?
Like, one's non-binary, one's transgender, one's homosexual,
They like having their options open.
And, you know, she played a monster.
Yeah.
She played Monster?
Are you sure? I haven't seen that before.
You haven't seen Monster?
I've seen Monster.
I've seen Monster Balls.
Okay, her son Jackson is transgender. Actually, all these Hollywood people's kids are transgender. Listen, all
right, read to us.
Billy Bob Thornton playing that.
That was it, Jackson's.
No, she's got like four kids.
It said two, but they're all transgender, right? I just didn't know that. But it's a perfect intro to the next story. Riley Gaines, who we all know lost her medal to that one dude who then had to give it back to her.
He hit her rudder.
Yeah, but he lost in court, and she gets named the champion. Simone Biles body shamed her.
Yeah, she did.
Said that she looked like a man.
And of all people.
I know, it's kind of weird.
I know, it's kind of weird. She's an American hero, but she does like a man.
There's not going to be a transsexual that compete in women's gymnastics. I'm sorry, you can't do it. They just physically can't do
it. You have to be small and very flexible.
She said, bully someone your own size, she added, which would ironically be a male. Now, look, here's a picture of Riley Gaines.
Riley Gaines is not ugly.
Oh, my gosh, no. Look at that body. I mean, she's
got like an 18-pack.
This may have been older because I think she is now not quite as fit.
What does she do?
Now, there's Simone Biles.
They're both pretty.
She actually is a podcast person, so she's a friend of the show, Riley Gaines. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really swim anymore. See, she's very pretty.
She don't have a great face, but, you know, so what?
I think they're both pretty female.
They are both very pretty women.
They are.
Simone Biles is both pretty women.
Yeah. Yes, they're both very pretty women, but there should be no body shame.
Simone Biles came back out and apologized.
What I know is an Olympian level female probably has a good looking body.
Yeah, and she probably shouldn't have been paying any attention.
Yeah, body wise, 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, you know, pretty fit.
Except for the shot putters, you know.
No, Jamie's algorithm shows him nothing but shot.
My algorithm only shows shot putters.
They only show shot putters.
Jamie's algorithm's full of shot putting women.
Donnie missed the last show.
Jamie went to TikTok for the first time, and it's all chicks that are probably a little bit overweight.
That are dancing provocatively.
That's his algorithm now.
So, what I'll do is if I want a little me time alone, I'll just put on some the audio of shot putters.
So his algorithm ain't getting no better. You're not improving anything.
Look, this is actually a true story. Back years ago, the Fortenberry household. When you like late at night, you turn the TV on you couldn't see really what was happening, but you'd hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, when you had those satellite dishes,
yeah.
I thought
I was watching something awesome, but it was turned about to be a women's tennis event.
You're lying, Jamie. You're a liar, Jamie. You made that up.
They made that up.
There is no way that's true.
It just sounds the same.
All right, y'all. I'm hooked on AI, and no, this isn't AI porn for you, Jamie. But check out this. This is pretty funny, actually. They said an AI video of a man interviewing people from the 1500s.
What's life like for you right now? Woke up, set the dung.
This is San Francisco.
Enjoy your work. No one talks back. What do you think of King Henry?
Well, he's very committed to marrying.
How's the health situation?
That'd be you, Jamie.
So those that
you respond to the witch.
If I were a witch, you'd already be a frog.
What's the biggest challenge for a noblewoman these days?
3 hours to get dressed. And still no pocket.
Flour shortage, the oven is cursed, and rats. Lots of rats. What's life like for a farmer? Hard work, sore back, but soil's good this year. Might even eat some week.
Their algorithm.
So,
how cool is that?
AI is pretty
AI,
good.
I'm loving
that AI. I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, I had a good one.
You did. Go.
No, I forgot how to sit again to get my brain.
Here, give me play it again so you can get your.
I think I would be attracted to possible witches.
Oh, I know. Like, yeah, I'd be a witch hazel.
All right, Jamie, here you go. Play again. Maybe.
Oh.
Like, we'll get to where I was.
We're trying to. So.
No, one of his fool.
What was the guy that chopped off the
I think it was the guy chopped off
executioner?
Nope. Keep going. Something triggered a memory. And you know, the four members are pretty potent.
It wasn't the part about honest.
I wonder
work.
What his Yelp reviews look like.
King Henry get married?
The gorilla one's pretty funny.
How's the health situation? That's what it was. That's
the, so, he figured it out.
Yeah, those that don't know us from pre-COVID.
Uh-oh.
So during COVID, I ordered a mask just
you
like
did.
That. Yes, I had a plague mask.
You did have a
and
plague
I was sitting
mask.
On my front
porch. Say it again. What kind of mask did you have?
Plague mask.
Plague?
Plague.
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 It's a I was sitting mask. On my front porch with my plague mask on. Actually, I went to Walmart with it one time.
Oh, you did do
yes,
that. I forgot about that.
I terrified the locals.
How you drink out of that thing?
Hey, Marty thought you had a straw. Or actually, Marty thought you could put like a little traveling flask in it with a little straw.
So do you know the
you just look like you're looking up in the air and you're really drinking.
Do you know the purpose of the beak? They would stick like flowers and stuff in there. It's
supposed to filter.
Yeah, so you didn't smell the dead people.
Oh, the pollen filters out the dead people. Huh?
Of course.
That's really what it was for. It's kind of very morbid. I was just like,
yeah. I'm glad I run the show
it's
for you.
It's more than... Wow. Kind of morbid.
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, I thought you did the button.
I was fixing to.
Mr. Beast, we talked about him claiming to be broke. He rented out. Now, this dude's got more
look,
money.
I know dude's broke. It's Mr. Ford, baby.
Mr. Beast spent $500,000 to rent out Disneyland for a date with his fiance.
He's got a fiance?
Yeah, he's about to get married. Gary, we talked about it. Boy.
I thought he had to borrow money from his mom.
Yeah,
he did.
Borrowed it from his mom.
But then he borrowed somebody to rent out Disneyland at $500,000 to go on a date night.
That's all it costed to
that's
rent
all it
out.
Costs.
That's all?
Costed.
That's all it costs?
That's the EBT education.
That's all it costs?
That's all it costed?
You want to rent it out? You sound
I'm
like you
rent,
might.
I'm rent
you,
it out
you're
now.
In contact with the Walt Disney himself.
Walt Disney in his cryogenic chamber. I'm talking to him.
He
right
might have just bought a golf course.
No.
I could have. You never know.
Yeah, you didn't buy the golf course. Anyway, there was something else local we were going to talk about. A lady in West Memphis got burnt. Wasn't that what?
Yeah.
Burnt?
What?
What
the crap? Yeah. Someone
about the same time police showed up here last Wednesday. A lady in West Memphis was set fire.
Set
well,
on fire.
Have been wasting their time.
Whoa! She was set on fire.
Yes.
Yeah. That's. We thought they was at the wrong house.
Yeah.
A woman was set on fire in West Memphis on Wednesday, June 11th, shortly after 4 p.m. near 2200 Broadway. She was rushed to Region 1 Hospital.
Somebody caught her on fire?
Yeah, someone
she
set
was,
her
no,
on,
she
set
was
her on
set on fire.
She
set
said,
on
fire. She said, this,
by
this
a person.
Is fire.
A person was set on fire on Broadway.
Yeah.
There's two sucky ways that I could think of to go. And
fire.
The number one one is fire.
Both of them are fire.
Fire and water.
The second one's drowning.
Look.
Those are
look.
Both very painful.
And I will take drowning every day over being burned alive.
You ain't lying.
Because even if you survive being burned alive, that
where
is
Southland
painful.
RV Park?
Way down
is
in
it,
the... In,
it, that's by the racetrack.
So that's
it
down
is
there
the
by the racetrack.
In the ghetto.
No, that one is...
I know where that one is.
It's not far from Riverside,
is it? Right, so, is that down by 49?
It's on the service road. Yeah.
According to police, the incident...
It's down close to the 48, I think.
According to police, the incident could possibly be a domestic situation. You think so?
Possibly. I think it could be international.
I'm going to change that. According to the patio, it was definitely a domestic situation.
That address ain't Miller, is it?
Jeez.
Yes. They just wanted.
Were you the one out there threatening that granddaughter?
They were in the wrong city.
Somebody threatening my granddaughter. Geez. A bunch of men outside. You know what? Y'all were outside at one point.
We didn't start the fire.
When they called
the
you.
The fire was burning.
Since y'all didn't go out on purpose. Turning.
We didn't
start. Marty, hit that button, homie.
Yeah, we got a whole lot.
We've had a good show.
That really
Father
sucks.
Father Fortenberry.
Hey, guys, thank you for joining us. And you know what? Don't burn the patio down.
Hey, prayer for the lady that got caught on fire for us.
Gary, thanks for joining us. We'll see y'all off.
Off to where?
I don't know. We're going to see him off, though.
You're right. Never land.
Ahoy!
I tell you what, you are the ultimate positive energy.
I know.
You're being called a homeless person, though.
Hey, thank y'all for watching. And prayer for a woman, like Donnie said. Just hit that thumbs up and watch us next week.
All right, guys. Woo Pig Suey, thanks for checking in. Live from the patio, we out of here.
You be you.
Somebody done saved this.